Education Minister Professor Jane Opoku-Agyeman has welcomed Parliament's approval of the $156 million to finance the Ghana Secondary School Education Improvement Project. Addressing newsmen in Accra yesterday, Professor Opoku-Agyeman said the money has come at a time when government, the ministry and all relevant stakeholders consider secondary education critical, which required both financial and human commitment to deliver quality education at that level. The objective of the project is to increase access to senior secondary education in underserved districts and improve quality in low-performing schools, Irabna Paha reports.
The project is expected to benefit approximately 30,000 new students in secondary schools, 150,000 in low-performing schools, 2,000 senior high teachers, head teachers, in addition to education officials. The minister gave a breakdown of the project.
We have traveled a very long path, and this path has ended in today's parliamentary approval of our request to the World Bank to support us in our secondary education improvement project. The proposed project will support the government's community senior high school program through two components. One, support to increase access with equity and quality in senior high schools, and two, support for management, research, monitoring and evaluation. The total cost, including contingencies, is $140.1 million. This component uses a results-based financing. It uses this modality. Disbursement up to a capped absolute amount will be made against specific line items in the education sector annual budget. There are some students who are taking care of themselves, and therefore the smallest cost may be a reason why they are not even in school, let alone move up. We know our children and our families who are differently endowed, and therefore they need different facilities in order to be able to learn. It may be expensive, but it is a necessary cost that the nation must bear, because we cannot use cost as a reason why they should be left behind.
On the issue of sanitary powers that arose in Parliament during the approval process of the loan, Professor Opoku-Agyeman said research has shown that girls in the adolescent period, especially those in deprived communities, stay out of the classroom due to unavailability of hygiene and menstrual toiletries, hence the need for the ministry to prioritize that area by providing those students with the needed materials in order to improve sustainability.
Irabna Paha reporting.